time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Now, we're going to talk about being safe in the wild, making good decisions, and on today's show, I'm going to give you a real-life, I don't want to say adventure, a real-life rescue. So, my good friend Steve Nowakowski, big-time drummer, he is father, lead guitarist, and they played on the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song, of which you can download for free. Go to joeyb.tv, and you can see a number of our episodes where I film out in the wild across the country. And then you can also listen to the theme song. Really cool song, by the way. I got to play one of the rhythm guitars. So for me, that was just one of my neater experiences. You know, we all have these great things we'd like to do in life. Well, me, personally, I wanted to be able to go into a studio one day and play. So I got to not only play and record, but it was my own theme song. It's a pretty cool thing. So one day, and Steve is a big-time musician, and he is a drumline leader of many bands. Steve will go from band to band teaching, and then he has his own high school band. Well, one day, Steve needed to go. When I say one day, it was actually a couple days ago. Steve needed to go out to his band. He says, I got a couple hours. I said, so let's load up the kayaks, go over to the local reservoir, get out, get a paddle in. He's like, sure. So we load him up, get up there, not but a 20-minute ride, unload him. We paddle across. So there is this area because part of the reservoir was an actual – when they created this part of the reservoir, very, very large, 3,000 acres of water, what they did was they flooded an area so you could actually see trees that are – and they're dead trees now, but the top half of the trees sticking out of the water – and a lot of largemouth bass inside there, and pike and pickerel and muskies down at the base of these tree stumps. So a lot of people fish. But if you head out during the middle of the week, no joke, you'll probably see one or two canoers or kayakers or maybe a bass boat, small bass boat, only electric motors, on this 3,000 acres of water. So it's next to no one is there. So Steve and I are paddling. We get near the trees. And as soon as we get near the trees, you could hear a scream of a child. And something my sister taught me, long time ago when my niece was young and she broke her arm, and my sister, she running outside, she told me the story, and I said, well, how'd you know the difference between a kid crying? She says, you could just hear the difference in the pitch in their voice and you know that they're in trouble. So okay, just stored that. So we're paddling and I hear this and I know some little kid's in trouble, and I look through the trees in the water and there's a little kid. And you could see his canoe going down, and there's a guy standing in the tree. So I go, Steve, we got to rescue. Let's go. So I start to paddle real hard. Steve, who has also, he was an Eagle Scout, paddling real hard, and get up close to the canoe. And I'm not joking. There was maybe an inch of the canoe above waterline, and this little kid just sitting in it, and he is just absolutely petrified. He did have his PFD on, and I'll also say this about safety. My PFD is always on. It doesn't matter when I'm in skinny water, and that's low water, or a little bit heavy water, and heavy water is when you get into deeper water, because you're always going to need it one time or another. Steve's PFD is on. So I paddle over, and I'm saying to the kid, I'm going, hey, it's Joey B. You don't even know who I am. I rescue people out in the wild. And what I know from my great friends Dave and Diane Wilson, who were big-time rescue squad people. Diane was the head of the Red Cross. Dave, fire inspector. Inspector Dave, who we film with often in his organic garden. Well, you know, just to keep people calm is an important fact. When you learn first aid and, you know, first aid certified CPR and all that, sometimes you get to the scene of an accident, and sometimes you'll actually just literally, while you're talking to the person who it could be a bloody situation and is serious injury, and just putting your hand on their shoulder when you're talking to them, because your calmness, they feel that. I mean, if you're nervous, they're going to notice that right away. And it is the same when you get on a horse. The horse, hey, you get on as calm as could be. This horse goes, hey, I got this. You ever watch the dog whisperer when he gets in next to a dog? Sometimes even a vicious dog. his approach is calm. So I'm talking to this kid and smiling and, hey, what's going on? Hey, I said, look, this is what we're going to do. And I said to the guy in the tree, I said, just hang out. You're cool. We're going to take care of him first. I said, what's your name? He said, Aiden. I said, Aiden, cool name, man. I said, all right. I said, I'm going to grab you. And by the way, I had my sit-on-top kayak, which is super stable. And I said, Aiden, I'm going to grab you by your PFD. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to sit you. And I showed him right in my kayak. I said, I'm going to sit you down right here. And he wanted to launch himself. Like, right. I go, no, don't move. I said, I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. You're safe. You're with Joey B. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking. And Steve is just waiting there because Steve is a big part of what's going to be going on here. And I grab Aiden. I said, okay, Aiden, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. I'm going to pick you up and put you 1, 2, 3. And I pick him up and I put him there. And he just sat there. I said, Steve, I'm going to paddle Aiden to the shore. I said, you need to get this canoe because there's no way to empty a canoe when you're in the middle of a reservoir. I said, you need to get this to shore. So I have Aiden there and I'm paddling. I said, hey, Aiden, what's your favorite sport? So once again, trying to keep this little lad calm. He said, soccer. I said, oh, I'm a soccer guy. I wrote a soccer book, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just talking to the guy, telling him all the different things, paddling. And Steve, Eagle Scout man, had to get that. And by the way, I have pushed like canoes and kayaks that have tipped. Steve figured this out. He got behind in his kayak, behind that canoe, and he just simply pushed it straight forward with his arm and then paddled up to him, pushed it. And he was able to push it, you know, strong man, push it like 5-10 feet at a clip. And we had a ways to go. We probably had about 50 yards to get to shore. So I get Aiden up on shore, and before I know it, here comes the canoe. So Steve and I get out. We actually have to empty the water out of the canoe. And by the way, that's a task in itself. And this is a wide-bodied canoe. So we get there. We get the canoe emptied out. And I said, Steve, I'm going to go back and get the guy in the tree. That's all I knew him as, the guy in the tree. So I go over there, and I said, look, I said, before you climb out of the tree, you need to know, because I said, I don't need to rescue myself either. I said, you're going to climb out of the tree and into this kayak, but this is how we're going to do it. And I was very descriptive. See, when you're doing a rescue, become very descriptive, especially with adults, because they can understand. Actually, Aiden understood every single word I said, but very descriptive. This is what I want of you. And all this guy kept saying to me is, I just don't want to get my cell phone wet. I just don't want. And I'm thinking, what do you mean you just don't want to get your cell phone wet? Like that was his concern. And I, in my own mind, I'm going, all right, well, I'll see what I can do about this. So I get him to climb out of the tree, which was very close to the water, you know, where he was. And he gets down towards the center point of my kayak. But because it's very stable, he was there because I did need some room to paddle between he and I. So I got him there. I began to paddle, and I paddled him to shore. And he did not have his PFD on. And we get to shore, and I did keep his cell phone dry. And we get to shore. We make sure that they're okay. And I said, okay, we're going to help you make sure that you get back inside this canoe, both of you, so you're good. He told me where his launch was from. And there was a couple, the reservoir we go to, there's a couple boat launches. We actually launched from, believe it or not, the kayak launch, which most canoeists did. But he launched from a boat launch. And I've seen canoe and kayakers, you know, launch from there. So they still had probably about a quarter mile, half mile to go to get back to that launch. So we get them in their canoe, make sure that they're stable. This guy still does not put his PFD on. I don't get it. And that's the safe side of things. And I said, hey, Aiden, I said, I want to take a picture of you, because you can see that there's still a great amount of fear inside this kid. And I said, well, Aiden, I can't take a picture unless you're smiling. And I said, you got to giggle, you got to smile and joke. And he giggled, and I made sure I took a few photos, but I wanted him to be able to put that smile on his face. So he said, hey, guys, we'll see you. And then as they paddled off, I let them get, you know, about, you know, 50 yards in front of us. And I said, Steve, I said, you and I are just going to paddle very slowly, just in a casual paddle. And I said, just to make sure that they get back and they are safe, because that guy still doesn't have his PFD on. So if there's, and they were going to be out in open water and deep water. Remember, it's a reservoir. So we're just sort of, and they don't even realize we're there, and we're just sort of paddled, and you have to go actually under a roadway. There's a tunnel, pretty cool, you go underneath. So we go underneath to the other side, and we paddled probably under the tunnel and maybe about 20 extra, 50 extra yards, somewhere around there, and watched them safely get to the boat ramp. So Steve and I were just paddled a little bit, and I said, hey, Steve, I said, that rescue took most of our time. I said, we really don't have much time, because remember, Steve had to get on the field with his band. So I just said, all right, we got to get moving here. So we paddle out, and we're going, and then it hit me. Think back to what I told you about this story. There was the guy in the tree. I realize now that he was not wet at all. So what had to happen is this guy paddled over, little kid, paddles over to that tree, and he had to step on his canoe to get into the tree, which caused the problem in the first place. So now this canoe is about to sink, and that's the point where we heard the scream of this little boy. And think about this. That guy never got out of the tree. He's watching his little nephew, or whatever. He's watching him. Basically, the canoe is about to go under and doesn't get out of the tree because he stinking doesn't want his cell phone to get wet. Now, I was really ticked. And it took me till, you know, that time where, you know, Steve and I are loading the kayaks and going. And here you go. I am the most kind guy in the history of the world. Had I realized that, I probably would have left the guy in the tree and told him to swim back to shore with the cell phone in his pocket, of course. And that's not me being mean and cruel. That's just me being, like, you know, that's what his concern was. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. And as I bring up the Ramsey Outdoor, and that's the reason for, you know, a little bit for the commercial side of things, but at Ramsey Outdoor, they will actually have seminars on boating safety, on canoe and kayak safety. And you should find one of your local stores. And again, just, hey, even if you happen to be the expert, guess what? The expert can always learn. It's always that refresher. Put something in your mind. And a lot of times, you know, I'll go back to a first aid refresher class, and I don't need to go back. I shouldn't say I don't need, because you could always learn. But I go back because it's just putting something, and you know this, sometimes someone says something in a different way that you go, oh, I get it. Or, hey, I never thought about it from that perspective. Well, that's why. So check out your local outdoor stores. They run some, and most of them are free classes. They run some great classes. Your American Red Cross runs some great free classes, and sometimes they're offered at your local libraries as well. So just start to check those things. But remember, when you are faced with a situation and it's a rescue situation, you need to bark out commands. Make sure, and this is the key point, make sure you don't ask someone to do something that they can't do. And I knew what Steve can do, and he was good at it. You need to bark out commands, follow the commands. Don't put yourself or anyone else in a rescue in jeopardy, because then you then become part of the problem, not part of the solution. And that's the key thing. And then just, it's that follow through, and then it's that calm voice. And that calm voice is very important when there is, again, you can understand this, it's an emergency situation. There will be fear inside of someone. And if it happens to be, and it could be an accident along the road, and some of these things are gruesome, and I've attended many accidents and, you know, done some similar rescues where you're out there and you still need to step out and make good decisions. So make good decisions before, so hopefully bad things don't happen. But if they do, please be prepared. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.